Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher and current college professor. I have one of the coolest jobs in the world, which is getting the chance to work with new teachers. And that's actually what this topic is going to be about right now. And I want to be clear about this. My friend Dean Sharesky asked a great question about kind of what makes someone an expert on something. And I think what I want to be clear about in this podcast, in my blog, in my speaking, in everything, is that I'm not an expert. I am someone who is learning. I am a student of this. I am someone who has studied a lot, and I'm on a quest to see schools and classrooms become more creative. And so any expertise I've gained has come from either A, experimenting myself as a teacher and testing out new strategies and trying new things and iterating my way forward, or B, from studying others. And that includes, you know, actively observing and watching people teach, and then also, you know, reading journal articles and reading books from a diverse range of studies and disciplines. And I think that is really what I am. I'm someone on this journey, and this podcast is where I share what I'm learning as a result. And I think that that quest of creativity, that quest to try things out and experiment and figure out what works, that's something that you don't have to do later in your career. It's actually something you can do from the very beginning. And so that's what this particular podcast episode is all about. It's the idea of being different from day one. I'm going to start with a personal story. So here we go. When I was a first-year teacher, my team leader, Nancy, gave me this heaping box of classroom supplies. On the top, she placed a note card with the words, "New Teacher Card." And on the back of the note card, she wrote this note explaining that I could just play this card whenever I messed up. "You're new and you make mistakes, but that's okay. Just play the new teacher card. Feel free to play this card when you mess up or when you don't know how things work and you need to ask for help. Play this card when you miss a meeting that you didn't know about or that you forgot about, or when you don't get every paper graded, or when you have a day that your lesson simply fails. This is going to happen a lot in your first year. But please, John, don't beat yourself up. Just play the new teacher card. And remember that these mistakes are how we learn." Now, I played that new teacher card so many times my first year. It's something I have remembered every time I slip into perfectionism, or when I find myself replaying all the mistakes I've made in my 13 plus years of teaching. I go back to this new teacher card. And I've come to believe that the new teacher card is something you should never let go of in teaching. Although you grow in knowledge and expertise, you always remain imperfect. And for that reason, it's important to play this card. But I think the new teacher card is more than just a forgiveness card. It's more than just a get out of jail free card. It's more like a reminder to keep experimenting and trying new strategies and testing out new ideas. The new teacher card means I'm open to new possibilities. It means that I'm willing to take creative risks. I've played this card when I tried out sketchnoting or student blogging or Genius Hour or cardboard challenges or documentaries or murals or any of those things I did throughout my career as a teacher. And that's the thing. The new teacher card reminds me that every single lesson is an experiment. It might work. It might fail. But the biggest risk you can take is not taking the risk at all. Think of the new teacher card as an invitation to innovation, to rewrite the rules of teaching and to experiment with new ideas and transform your classroom into this bastion of creativity and wonder. And I bring this up because I often hear new teachers say, I'm going to try new things after I'm more established. Let me get my classroom management down and figure out a traditional approach to teaching. And then, I don't know, 3 to 5 years down the road, I'll start thinking about innovation. But then it never happens. They find themselves years later stuck in a rut, afraid to make mistakes, waiting for that moment when they have it down. And not realizing that no teacher truly has it down. And so they never take those creative risks. I love to ask new teachers, what cool project would you do if you were 5 years into teaching? When they answer and tell me a cool idea, a dream that they have, I like to follow it up with, why can't you do it right now? In your student teaching? Or in the case of my MEd students, why can't you do it now in your first 2 years? Sometimes I'll ask them, how would you teach if you knew you couldn't fail? And again, I hear these moonshot ideas that could actually become a reality if they were willing to take those creative risks. See, the hidden advantage of being a new teacher is that people know you will make mistakes. And a lot of new teachers spend so much time trying to hide those mistakes or avoid those mistakes or pretend like they're not making mistakes when they are. And they miss the fact that they have the permission to be different from day one. So I'd argue that you should always have this new teacher card, and that you should play it not only when you screw up, but every single day. Thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast at all, please leave a review on iTunes, and thank you for the 5 or 6 people who have done that. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. So have a wonderful day.